Good morning, Oklahoma. Live in the KOSU studios, I'm Michael Cross on this Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. It's 8:04. The Oklahoma Republican Party wins big on election night, sweeping every single statewide elected seat. State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports the GOP still controls both chambers of the legislature, but some of the dynamics have shifted.
The Republican win list is long. Lieutenant Governor, Superintendent of Public Instruction, Treasurer, Auditor, Republicans. Every district attorney and the newly elected corporation, labor, and insurance commissioners, all GOP. Conservative wins sweetened by Republican Kevin Stitt's victory in the governor's race. The big picture in the Oklahoma legislature looks much the same. Republicans picked up one seat in the House while Democrats snagged one in the Senate. But the GOP still has a supermajority in both state chambers. A closer look shows some interesting shuffling on Oklahoma's political roadmap. Republicans picked up rural seats as Democrats gained ones in urban areas. When the newly elected officials are sworn in, 75% of the legislature will have less than 2 years of political experience and will be led by a governor that's never held political office. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
The Democratic Party did get a surprise win with Kendra Horn defeating Steve Russell. Horn joins the new Congress as a part of the Democratic majority, which took control in yesterday's midterm election. Oklahoma's other congressional districts all went to the Republicans, with Mark Wayne Mullen, Tom Cole, and Frank Lucas winning re-election. In Tulsa's Congressional District 1, Kevin Hearn easily defeated his Democratic opponent, Tim Gilpin. And teachers running for elected office see mixed results in the general election. With the state of public schools a central issue in Tuesday's election, there were high hopes a large number of educators would be elected to the legislature. But State Impact's Emily Wendler reports of the nearly 50 teachers and administrators on yesterday's ballot, only 17 won.
Cindy Ralston is a teacher in Haskell Public Schools who says she decided to run for office after her representative, Republican Kevin McDougall, criticized teachers during the walkout in the spring. Ralston faced off against McDougall on Tuesday and lost. She says that doesn't mean she's finished fighting for education issues, though.
I have always advocated and have called and been up talking to legislators, and I will continue to do that even more so now.
Ralston says she's proud of all the teachers who ran for office and says 17 additional educators at the state capitol is better than zero. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
And finally, voters approve only one of five state questions. Marcy's Law, the provision to give victims of crime certain rights, passed by an overwhelming margin. But voters rejected state questions to allow eye doctors in big box stores and combining the governor and lieutenant governor on the same ticket. Also defeated were state questions to put gross production taxes into the Oklahoma Vision Fund and to allow schools to use building funds for operational expenses. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-50s, light northerly winds, stronger in northern Oklahoma. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows around 40, cloudy and cold tomorrow with a chance of showers. Highs in the mid-40s, lows tomorrow night in the low to mid-30s. Mostly sunny on Friday, highs in the mid to upper 40s. You're listening to Uniquely Oklahoma, KOSU.